Well, as special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into possible collusion between the Russian government and the Trump campaign intensifies, it is possible that members of the president's inner circle could end up facing criminal charges. On Saturday, President Trump responded to that pressure on Twitter, saying all agree the U.S. president has the complete power to pardon. Meanwhile, The Washington Post reported that the president and his staff have begun discussing specifically what the president's power is to pardon members of his own family and even himself. How far, then, does the president's power to pardon actually go? Norm Eisen was the Obama White House's ethics czar from 2009 until 2011. He's currently a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, and he says no, the president cannot pardon himself. He joins me now. Norm Eisen, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
Norm, Article 2, Section 2 says the president shall have the power to grant reprieves and pardons for offenses against the United States, except in cases of impeachment. That's a quote, as you know. If he were in danger of being accused of a crime, why doesn't that power that the president have include himself?
Well, Todd, of course, it doesn't say he can pardon himself. And the notion that he would be able to do that is abhorrent to the whole structure of American law and indeed of the Constitution. The framers would have been shocked to learn that they had to spell that out. The core principle, and it's a uniform one across our justice system, is that no man shall be a judge in his own case. No one can be a judge and the defendant. Not even the president. That's why he can't pardon himself.
This has, of course, never been tested. We've never had a president do that. That's part of the reason why you and I are talking about this. But one argument here is that if a sitting president can be indicted, which is another debate that's going on, but can't pardon himself, he would be the only citizen in all of America without the protection of a presidential pardon. And that's not fair.
As the Nixon case teaches us, that's not so, because the president's successor can pardon him.
Now, therefore, I, Gerald R. Ford, President of the United States, pursuant to the pardon power conferred upon me by Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution, have granted, and by these presents do grant, a full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon for all offenses against the United States which he, Richard Nixon, has committed or may have committed.
The president could, in theory, even step down and let the vice president, if he were willing, exercise the pardon power. So there are other expedients besides self-pardon, and it just is would be a first, not only in the history of our country, but in human history, to have this kind of a self-pardon. We go all the way back to the monarchies. In an op-ed that I wrote with the Bush ethics czar, Richard Painter, and the distinguished constitutional scholar, Larry Tribe, it is so self-evident that the framers did not feel the need to spell it out in the Constitution.
Well, we're experiencing a lot of firsts, that's for sure, Norm Eisen. And what about the idea of preemptive pardons? What's stopping the president from saying, you know what, I'm just going to put a stop to any jeopardy for my family and say, I hereby pardon, let's say, you know, my son Don Jr., my son-in-law Jared Kushner, for any crimes potentially related to the Russia investigation going forward. I'm not accusing them of anything. This is a hypothetical. Could he do that preemptively? What would happen?
Well, it's a little bit like the precedent of George H.W. Bush pardoning Caspar Weinberger before he had been convicted for allegations in the time of that administration. The president could do that. There are a couple limits on him doing that. Of course, the most salient limit is the political one. It would be widely viewed as an abuse of power, just as with Nixon, where Congress, even Republicans in Congress, were pushed and pushed and pushed until Barry Goldwater made the famous trip to the White House to tell Nixon, we no longer have your back. Nixon's resignation followed. That would be politically dangerous, perhaps even politically suicidal. And then there's also the limits of the criminal law. If he did so with corrupt intent, that would not spare him from the president from obstruction investigation. Think of it this way, Todd. It's as if the president does have broad pardon power, but he couldn't accept a bribe to give pardons.
Right.
Neither can he act with corrupt intent to hide an investigation.
Normize an ethics czar from the Obama White House on the issue of President Trump and pardons. Norm, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Todd.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.